Well, the world of social media can be a lot of fun. It can be useful. You might spend your time working in that area. But with the holiday coming up, I know we can use social media for a lot of things, planning and organizing, maybe all the presents you plan to buy. We're going to be talking about how you can use social media for the holiday season. Plus, we'll learn about live video with Don Stanley. Don's a faculty associate, also in the Department of Life Sciences Communication at UW-Madison, where he teaches social media and web courses. He's also the owner of 3 Rhino Media. It's a social web and strategy business. And Don, it's great to have you back.
It is fantastic to be back. Thank you, Larry.
I tell you what, I'm really happy to have you here because there's so much going on. And here we are coming to the holidays. A lot of people are going to be spending money on gifts. How do you use or how can we use social media to help with holiday shopping?
Well, you'll see this right now. One of the things that's happening on social is there's a lot of what's called trending, which means a lot of people are talking about a particular topic. So it's kind of like a hot topic. And Black Friday is obviously coming up. And if you look on virtually any social network, you're going to see people talking about what the deals and what the specials are that are coming up. And that's one way to just track what's available, what's going on. You see major retailers like Amazon, Walmart, other places like that participating in it, but you also see a lot of small local retailers participating and promoting what it is that they have coming up, which is kind of, you know, helpful for a lot of people who are like me, who are not all that anxious to run out and go shopping.
Yeah.
So,
well, there's been some talk actually about Black Friday kind of going away and being, and not happening so much anymore.
Yeah, and one of the trends that has come out of, partially out of social, is small business Saturdays, where there's a big push to try to help people who are small business owners promote their businesses and also promote local shopping, supporting non-big boxed stores, and that's happening nationwide. And the other thing that's really popular is Cyber Monday. And Cyber Monday, obviously, as it says, is based off of the web, and that's when a lot of retailers are starting to see, you know, big pushes in products that people like myself who prefer not to go to stores, just much more convenient, much easier for people to be able to plan out their holiday shopping. There's other things that social can be used for, but when it comes to the shopping, that is certainly something that has been a trend for sure.
What are some of are there some new, interesting new developments in the whole world of social? And when we think social media, it's a pretty broad range.
Yeah. And it's getting broader and broader every year. I mean, the tools are that define social 15 years ago, 10 years ago are dramatically different. And it's kind of like drinking from more than one fire hose trying to keep up. But you're seeing some really interesting things that are emerging, communities that exist on particular social networks because there's things they value. And one of the really cool ones for the holidays is Pinterest. And Pinterest is one of my favorite. They say they're not a social network. Basically, they say the typical social network is for people to share things about their lives. What Pinterest is what people are looking forward to in their future, kind of like they're scrapbooking and planning out what they want to do, where they want to go, etc. And it's a phenomenal resource, mostly used by females in our country, but very, very lucrative for businesses that use it. But it's a great place to go. And what people do is they create what are called pin boards. And basically, it's like they're able to, like, clipping out articles from magazines or pictures from catalogs of what they're interested in and what they like, recipes, all the holiday decorations, do a lot of DIY stuff, do-it-yourself stuff. And that is tremendously popular. So Pinterest is one that you see a lot of businesses paying attention to because the average Pinterest user is like four times more, going to spend four times more on toys and games than the average person and is like 47% more likely to make an online purchase. So from product standpoint, but you can also go on and there's all kinds of cool projects you can do to do cookies and decorating and all kinds of fun activities with family, friends, children.
So ideas and then directions on how to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like one of the really simple ones is, I don't know if your daughter loves hot chocolate, but my kids are big hot chocolate fanatics. And one of the things you can do is you can take whipping cream and you can put it in a flat pan and you can put it in the freezer and then let it freeze. And then what you do is you take cookie cutters and you punch out the whipping cream in different holiday shapes. And then you float that whipped cream in their hot chocolate mugs for the holidays. So lots of fun little things like that are just
really just cool ideas.
Absolutely. And that one's directly from Pinterest. That was one that I actually got from Walgreens Pinterest. So a lot of businesses will do it. Individuals will as well. But yeah, it's kind of a lot of fun, neat things. And especially for people who are interested in making gifts for people, which I like to do, it's a phenomenal place to go and to find out all kinds of really cool things you can make. And if you have somebody on your list who you're not sure, maybe it's a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, something like that, you can go and you can see great boards of ideas of people who are buying or have created gifts that are very age appropriate or gender appropriate based on demographic, and it can give you some great ideas of now I know what to get that person. Cookie cutters for whipped cream, frozen whipped cream.
There we go. Don Stanley, our guest today. Oh man, faculty associate in the Department of Life Sciences Communication and owner of 3 Rhino Media. It's a social web and strategy business. Great to have him along. Great to have him back. He's been with us a few times now. And how do you use Pinterest? Have you used it? Do you have any experience with it? Want to comment on it or other social media? We'd love to have you give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or just go ahead and post on our Facebook page. Go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page and you can post your questions or your comments or experiences right there. I was thinking about Pinterest because now last week, deer hunting things came up on Pinterest. And then there's been some fishing things that have been sort of directed my way.
Absolutely. And that's one of the really great things about Pinterest is that it's like, it's no pun intended, it's all over the board what you can find on, you know, everything from exercise to venison recipes to tips for staying warm outdoors to craft. I mean, it's all a whole breadth of different things that you can find. And it's primarily a female-dominated social network in our country, but we're seeing, and I'm pushing because I really love it, more and more men using it. And yeah, you're starting to see things exactly like that, where people will put up their boards of their favorite hunting gear, camping gear, all different kinds of stuff like that. So yes.
How do you get signed up for that?
So you just go to Pinterest.com, which is P-I-N, like a pin, Pinterest.com, and it's a free social network to sign up, like virtually every other social network. And one of the things that you do when you start using this social network is you put in some of your areas of interest. And what will happen is the Pinterest algorithms will work and say, well, if you like this, you may want to check out this, and this. Very similar to an Amazon. If you liked this book or this product, you might also like this or, you know, recommendations of different products. And so basically, it'll start you into being able to follow different people who are active on Pinterest and different boards that they've created. And what you can do then is you can review those boards that they create. Look at all of the different things that they've, like favorite recipes, if you take that as an example for some holiday recipes, and you can just select the ones you're interested in and make a copy onto your Pinterest account. So you can scan through 15 different people's accounts, find the recipes that you like or the activities that you like, and then save them for yourself. So it's really nice in that way too, because it's a way to keep your stuff organized. And I know a lot of people.
It's all right in one spot then.
And it's very visual, so it's super easy to scan on a smartphone or a iPad. I know a lot of people who use it with recipes. It's very very, very popular to be able to figure out, what they might want to make for themselves, do it your own stuffing or whatever the case might be. And it's a fantastic resource for that.
What are you seeing in terms of, I know I still have people who are sort of pushed back when it comes to social media and who have tried, and especially I think it's more older folks that just have trouble navigating it.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the challenges is that because a lot of these social networks change regularly, it's hard to keep up. It reminds me a lot of I would go shopping with my mom and the grocery store would change sections. So what was once the cereal aisle was now something else and she would get all flustered and, oh, why do they always do that? And, you know, basically a lot of people, you know, you have routine and it makes when as your life's busy, you want to be able to easily interact with stuff. And that's one of the big challenges I find a lot of people have. And it's not just older people, it's a lot of people, is that, you know, so many things are happening and there's so many changes. It can be a challenge to keep up. So typically what I'll recommend to people if they're starting out as a user of social is to pick one network. It's typically Facebook because that's where a lot of family and friends and neighbors, etc., spend a lot of time. And just start interacting on it and learning it. And if you have a question, there's this wonderful, wonderful invention called Google, and you can always just Google, how do I do X, Y, and Z on Facebook? You know, how do I post a picture? And as I always tell people, there's no such thing as a dumb question. Just, you know, everybody starts at zero, and you got to just start playing around.
There.
Exactly.
Well, Melissa in Marshall has a comment, so let's go there. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just calling to say how wonderful Pinterest is. I really like it. You can go from looking for ideas for an elf on a shelf to doing crafts with your kids to doing adult crafts. And I think it's just a wonderful site that you really search and go around. There's so much on it. It's really hard to explain how much.
Oh, absolutely. Do you have any favorite types of things you like to follow on Pinterest?
I like to follow the crafts. I really enjoy doing the different homemade crafts and stuff, and I do stuff with the kids, your Girl Scouts and PTA and stuff, so it's a really good site to help for different ideas, you know? If you need an idea, Pinterest probably has it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I was thinking about, while you were talking about that, I was thinking of an organization that I belong to is going to be doing a fundraiser, and all kinds of ideas relating to fundraisers on Pinterest, for sure.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. And one of the things that's neat, you mentioned kids, too, is that if, you know, a snow day is coming up, you know, as we're moving into this cold weather of Wisconsin, it's a great place to say, what do I do with, what are some things I can do with my kids other than have them sit and watch television or play on an iPad or something like that? Some great ideas there.
Melissa, thanks so much. Don Stanley, our guest, right up until 12:30 today, but we'll take a quick look at the news. Well, it's just a few years ago, the word social media would have generated a lot of blank stares. But today, many of us enjoy staying in touch with family and friends through sites like Facebook or maybe following the news or other hot topics on blogs and Twitter, or maybe you're on Pinterest. So many things are going on now in the social media area, and it's always fun to talk about those things with Don Stanley, Don Faculty Associate in the Department of Life Sciences Communication. Great to have him along. He also has his own company. It's called Three Rhino Media. It's a social web and strategy business, and he works with other businesses on helping them improve their social web and strategy presences. So it's great to have him along. You may have a question for him, maybe you've got a business. You have a question about how you could use social media or how you are using it. Maybe you have questions as we go into the holiday season here. How do we best use social media during this holiday period? Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org. Or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. That's the title of our Facebook page. Love to hear from you. And Don, we had a comment from someone who wondered, how do you decide if Pinterest is good for your business?
That's a really good question. Now, I whenever I work with clients, and I work with clients literally all over the world, there's a couple of variables I look at. One is that, you know, doing any type of marketing is work, and I'm a little bit in the camp of you want it to work, but you also want to have fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I always recommend, first of all, see if you enjoy actually working on that social network. Too many of us try to be in too many places, doing too many things, and you know, you get smoke coming out of your ears. And,
yeah.
I mean, even I do. It's a challenge. So the first thing I'd say is, you know, play with it for, I usually do a 30-day intro with all of my clients and just play with it for 30 days. See if it feels right to you. See if it feels like something that would work for you and that you actually enjoy it. And then secondly, you want to look at, is your audience using that social network? So Pinterest tends to be heavily female dominated, but that doesn't mean that there aren't, you know, quote unquote, male oriented industries on Pinterest that are using it. So what I tend to do then is to do a little bit of background research just to find out, is the audience that I'm primarily trying to connect with using Pinterest as well? And you can start to find there's a lot of value in it. If you look at the straight business value of Pinterest, how much value a Pinterest follower brings you versus a Facebook or Twitter follower, it's not even close. Pinterest is significantly more profitable than any other social network. So it's one that I usually will dig into with clients just to make sure to find out if their audience is there. And in a lot of industries, if there aren't a lot of people there yet, you can be one of the first ones to start kind of planting your flag and building your audience and your reputation there.
And I think the question also is, how do you do that then? How do you get started with it then?
So one of the things that you want to start doing whenever you're doing anything with marketing, with digital and social, is you have to think about why people are using digital and social. I have yet to meet somebody who's just, you know, Larry, I don't have enough advertisements in my life. I really could use more advertisements and things that I haven't requested and asked for. You know, nobody says that. So what you have to start thinking about is, how can I provide interesting, valuable things to my audience that would make them see me as a resource? And a lot of people will use like a 70 to 30 or 80 to 20 ratio. And what that means is 70 to 80% of the things you should you share on whichever social network you're using are just plain helpful to your audience. They just tips on, you know, getting ready for the mm-hmm. holidays, or how to paint walls by yourself if you want to do DIY, those types of things. And then 20 to 30% of your content should be promotional, about things you can help the audience with, talking about your business and promoting your business. So really what I start people on doing is just collecting information that would be helpful to their audiences. It's easy to do. You can collect stuff mm-hmm. really, really quickly. And what I do is you can create private Pinterest boards, which only you can see. And so what I'll do is I'll create a private Pinterest board and start collecting articles and resources, videos, other things that I'd want to share out from that other people have created. And then I would start working on stuff I wanted to use to promote my business. And then I would just start sharing those out. I usually spend a couple of weeks collecting those things before I start.
You've got a little head start on it.
Exactly. Exactly. You pre-plan it out.
Don Stanley, our guest. If you'd like to join in, I've got open lines. We'll get you on really quickly at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. You can also post on our Facebook page title, The Larry Mueller Show. And you can email us as well at talk@WPR.org. Facebook comment from Kristen, who loves Pinterest. And loves this discussion, as a matter of fact. She says it's also used widely by professional photographers, graphic designers, architects, to make professional portfolios accessible to potential clients.
Absolutely. It's a great way. The thing to remember with Pinterest is, when people are using it, they're saying this is what they want as part of their future. So they're much more likely to be ready to purchase something than any other social network, which is great for photographers and folks like that, because it does allow you to show off your work to people who, and this time of year, I mean, one of the great holiday gifts is family portraits, you mm-hmm. know, being able to get portraits of kids or grandkids or pets or whatever it is. And so it's a great thing for folks like that to be looking at sharing the work that they do on that platform.
And an email comment from someone who says, I use Pinterest to look up DIY gifts for my family members, mm-hmm. like best gifts for dads or best homemade gifts for moms.
I love that idea, because the neat thing, one of the things I love about social and in particular Pinterest, is people are there just to share. And it's, you know, it's like sitting around with a bunch of people who are really smart and have figured out workarounds for this or that, and they just are willing to share what they've learned, and, you know, best gifts for dad. And, you know, I think of it with some of the people I know that it's like, I have no idea what to get them. What would they like? And I can go there, and it's like being able to tap into people's minds and get ideas that you're like, wow, I had never thought of that. And again, a lot of the ideas are DIY, so they're not very expensive. And I'm of the bent that it's more meaningful when you put a little bit of yourself into it, creating mm-hmm. some of these gifts. So it's really cool. And it's empowering, too, because you've, you know, for somebody like me who isn't overly crafty, I've learned to do a lot of really neat things, science experiments and different projects that, you know, were broken down in such a simple way that it was one of those, hey, I can even do this.
Well, you mentioned digital media as well, or videos, I think you mentioned.
Yes.
Live video, how does that...
So one of the big trends that has hit this year is the use of live video. And it's going to be really interesting to see how this changes the landscape of television in particular. And so about 6 months ago at a big event called South by Southwest, which is they say it's like a big nerd fest down in Austin, Texas. It's absolutely monstrous. You get groups like U2 and huge famous bands playing there now. It's this big festival. A number of tools debuted that were live streaming video, where you can record and broadcast live video from your phone. And people we see this in, you know, with concerts, with games, with people's events. U2, actually, the famous band, has periscoped, is what it's called, is one of the tools. They've periscoped from the stage, so you can see what it's like to be on stage. But you also see it like in events like what was happening in Paris a week and a half or so ago. And what these tools do is they allow people to basically have almost their own mini television station where they can live broadcast all different types of events. We've actually started using it in my social media marketing course. We've started using live streaming video this semester, and it's been really, really interesting and really, really fun.
Yeah, and how do you do it? How does it work?
So the most popular tools, one is called Periscope, and just like a periscope on a submarine, mm-hmm. and there's another one called Blab, BLAB.IM, Blab. And those are two different social networks. You can go and you can sign up for free. There's free apps for your phone as well that are super simple to use. And basically all you do is you download the app and you hit record, and the way the apps are set up is, or broadcast, is that what they'll do is they'll start broadcasting your video on all different, you know, whatever it is that you want to broadcast. I've seen this with a lot of DIY as well, saying, hey, today I'm going to be working on how to create this little corner cabinet. So here are the tools I'm going to use, and the person will point their phone at the different tools, and mm-hmm. okay, now I'm going to set up the camera, and I'm going to show you step by step how I do this. And what can happen in those live videos, different than a YouTube or something else, is people can interact live as well. So they can comment and they can ask questions live. And that's one of the things I started doing in one of my courses, is I have office hours now, and just open office hours that anybody in the world can attend and mm-hmm. ask questions on different things. But my students are able to attend, and we get some really interesting interaction. Ones that I did last week, we had somebody from Ireland, somebody from somewhere in Africa, and somebody from Australia and people from all over the United States live all at once. And it was really neat.
Very
we had some
cool.
very interesting conversations on a wide variety of topics. In this case, it was related specifically to some things with marketing. But you'll find things on everything from mental health to holiday gift giving to we saw a lot of live video with the Paris attacks of people trying to figure out how to cope with it, how to deal with it. People live streaming from Paris talking about what was going on and letting people know that they were okay and that they were safe and giving a sense of what was going on. So there's all different applications, and that's just going to continue to dramatically expand. One of my favorite stats to quote when it comes to video, and I use video a lot with my clients, is that next year Cisco Systems did a study that they're estimating 59% of all content consumed from the web is going to be video. And by 2019, it's going to be 87% of all content. So we're seeing this massive, massive increase in video online, and we can participate in it.
Don Stanley, our guest today, talking about a whole range of social media things that are going on in our world here in Wisconsin and across the world. We have callers online. You can join in, by the way, at 1-800-642-1234. Felicia in Madison up next. Hi, Felicia.
Hi. So I'm a homeschooling mom of four, and I also tutor, and I use it a lot for organization, how to organize a room, different homeschooling ideas. And I would say that as far as advertising goes on Pinterest for private companies and whatnot, it's really important to get a sense of the mood. So on Facebook, you can put a direct advertisement. On Etsy, you can say, you know, we're organic, we're this, we're that. On Pinterest, it's more taking an item, like, say, a Tupperware container, and transforming it or hacking it into something completely different. Like, how do we use, they had, like, a pour container, like a pouring container, and they transformed it into a garbage in the car, like a kid-friendly garbage that if it falls over and how to put a bag in it. Very similar to, like, IKEA hacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how to transform your product into an, I wouldn't say abnormal use, but a certain more smart, you know, edgy.
That's one of the things I love. That's great insight. That's one of the things I love about Pinterest is the alternative uses to products that you haven't ever thought of before. And doing something like that, taking a Tupperware product, which is great marketing for Tupperware to say, this can be used not just as a pouring container, but hey, if you have kids, you know what it's like to try to keep your car clean. It is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something alternatively you can do with something like that. Do you have any favorite organizing tips that you've picked up from Pinterest?
They actually had an IKEA remote control holder. I think it's called the Frot, F-R-O-T. You put several remotes in it. And they showed that you could put it under the booster seat because it's almost 2.5 feet wide of waterproof fabric. And then it would come out of the edge of the car seat, kind of go over the edge of the chair. And then your kid could store, you know, in a coffee cup, like crayons and different kind of snacks. They also had like a tackle box where you fill it with very small quantities of different snacks. So like on a car trip, the kid can sort of open the tackle box and, you know, get a sampling of all these different snacks, close it. It doesn't go anywhere in the mess. And then different shelving in the trunk of a van. So we have a minivan. How to use vertical shelving, put it horizontally, and, I mean, amazingly organize your trunk and just be able to have, like, a shelving system that's easily removed.
I think I'm going to have to check out your Pinterest page because I can use a lot of that.
And also fashion. There's tons and tons of fashion. From there's like a Latter-day Saints, a huge group. There's a lot of like Muslim headscarf type fashion. There's a lot of, you know, how to, like you were talking about the holidays, really cute outfits. You know, if you have triplets or if you want to, you know, get the whole family dressed together or toddler outfits. It's not just about products. I see fashion, I see makeup, I see hairstyles, I see nail styles, tanning styles. There's so much, you know what I mean? Different
absolutely,
markets.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks, Felicia.
Great tips.
Appreciate the call. So, pretty enthusiastic, and there are a lot of enthusiastic people out there with Pinterest.
Yes.
What about Facebook? Let's go back to Facebook for a little bit now. I'm looking at our Facebook page, the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page, but there are some, Facebook's doing some different things or maybe they're not so different, or I'm just noticing them now, some ways to sort of say, oh, that's kind of fun. For example, the other day I got something from Facebook that I could go, look and see the words that I most often used on Facebook as an example.
Yes.
And it was fun. Actually, it was fun. And at the same time, it was like, oh, they know all those words that they're really, you think about the access that you give an organization like that.
Absolutely.
And I get this little, the diagram.
Word cloud is what
word
they call
cloud,
it.
Yeah, word cloud of the words that I most often use. In my case, Emily was the most often used word in my cloud.
There you go.
It was kind of fun, and at the same time, it was kind of like, oh, gee.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's one of the things that, you know, it's always an interesting lecture when we talk about it in my classes about what these tools we give them access to when we're using them. And one of the things I love to push is this idea of what's called a filter bubble. And a filter bubble is basically what Google does, what Amazon does, what Facebook does, is they follow what your tendencies are in terms of what you like, what you share, what you click on, and they make assumptions based on that information. And there's like tons and tons and tons of data points, thousands of data points on each one of us individually of saying, hey, well, Larry's liked this before, so let's show him this. And what ends up happening is you start to see things that are more congruent with your beliefs, which in some cases is good, like if you're picking a book and you want a similar type of book. But the danger, especially in this day and age, when it comes to different viewpoints on different topics, is you tend not to get exposed to the different viewpoints. Mm-hmm. And so people tend to become more insulated in thinking that, you know, this is the way the world is, or this is the way people should think. And so there's good things with all of these tools, but there's also those downsides that you need to be aware of that, you know, it's...
Well, you know, I purchased a Vitamix machine at least a year ago now. But a friend was talking about she was interested in getting one, and she mentioned a price point on it. And I thought, oh, I'll just click on that to see what that machine looks like. Well, then I'm getting all kinds of things about Vitamix.
Yes.
In emails and on social media and my Facebook page.
Yes. And that part, you know, is a definitely a challenge is, you know, you feel, at least for me, you know, there's a bit of an intrusion there where, you know, you don't want to be bombarded with stuff. And, you know, especially when it starts showing up everywhere, your email, it's like, oh,
come on. But the other Facebook thing I was going to mention was lately, I've been I'll get something and say, well, 4 years ago, today, you had took this picture or you posted this photo, which is kind of actually it's fun. And again, but I'm thinking, well, they remembered that sort of.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's one of the things I actually do like is when they say, hey, remember this moment. Yeah. And I've got relatively younger kids. And so it's kind of neat to reflect back on some of the things that were important to you. I think in many ways, that type of service is really cool because all of our photos pretty much live on our phone now. And while I've got thousands and thousands of photos, how often do I actually look at them?
Yeah.
You know, not very much. And I think that's pretty darn common. And so having a tool like that where you get this, hey, 3 years ago, you posted this picture. Like the other day, I posted a picture that one of my kids wrote a story to my wife when she was out of town. And, you know, and it just popped up again. It's like, wow, that's really, you know, really neat. Kind of a warm fuzzy for us.
And actually last year at the end of the year, there was, here's your year last year. With even music, as I recall, and it was just a montage of still photos from the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really quite nice.
And I love that kind of thing, because in this fast-paced world, we tend not to spend time reflecting on stuff like that. And it is nice to get, you know, because if you're like me, you're not posting a gazillion times a day. Right. And so you're posting stuff that's generally meaningful to you.
Right.
And it's nice to just get that in one snapshot. Hey, here's what your year looked like. And to just take a little bit of time to take a step back. Take a deep breath and take in, you know, what the past year has been like, and slow down, which I enjoy as well.
On that warm, fuzzy note, Don, we'll look forward to your next visit. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Don Stanley, our guest today. It's always great to have him along. Of course, he teaches social media courses at the UW, and he also has his own company, Three Rhino Media.
That's correct.
Three Rhino Media. And we have links to his business on our Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page and you can get that link. Taking a look ahead tomorrow, we'll take a look at the author of the cookbook called Guitard, featuring all things chocolate. And then we'll take a look at the book Taste of Home. Stay with us.